أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. The thought of today, the hadith for today, the saying of the infallibles is a tradition from the seventh Imam, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, in which he speaks about the evils and the sin of alcohol and any form of intoxicant. Generally speaking, we know in Islam that alcohol and again any form of intoxicant in whatever format it is a impermissible substance. It is forbidden for Muslim consumption. And obviously there are specific rules in terms of alcohol when it comes to food products, in terms of, let's say, medical products, perfumes, and so on and so forth. But for today, in the short tradition, we want to reflect specifically on how it relates to our food consumption. Let us begin with the hadith, first of all, from the seventh Imam. He says the following: indeed, Allah, the Grand and Exalted, did not prohibit alcohol due to its name. Rather, He prohibited it due to its outcomes from its usage. So then, whatever causes the same results as alcohol is considered as khamar and is thus forbidden. Now, there are a few points in this hadith that we should mention before we can actually fully understand it. One is that one of the Arabic words which is used within the Quran for alcohol is khamar. And khamar has multiple meanings. One is a covering. So even in the Quran, Allah refers to the covering that women wear, the hijab, the outer shell, the outer clothing covering that they wear, as a khimar, as a covering over the body. And so in Islamic terminology within the Quran, alcohol is also called with the same title of a khamar, because of the fact that it covers over, it fogs over the intellect, the mind, the intelligence of the individual. But the Imam shows us clearly that alcohol was not forbidden simply because of the name, just because it's called something which covers over the mind, over the intellect. That's not why Allah had forbidden it, but rather it is due to the outcome, what happens when a person takes in alcohol or takes in any form of an intoxicating substance, that it actually buries the faculty of the intellect and people end up doing things which they would not normally do. We just need to look at any daily newspaper or website that has the news of any Western country that sells alcohol, and we'll see the amount of drunk driving that happens and people who are killed through drunk drivers. We see how many women are raped because of a boyfriend, or they've gone to a party where people have drunk too much. There are so many instances of murder, of many heinous crimes that happen by people who are drunk or maybe have used some intoxicating substance. Now, as we mentioned, that this also has a jurisprudential aspect. There is the fiqh aspect to alcohol. We just want to mention one or two of the rulings from the Code of Practice for Muslims in the West by Ayatollah Sistani, where he talks about this. And he says the following. In ruling 167, he says, it is forbidden to drink wine, beer, and everything that causes intoxication or drunkenness in solid or a liquid form. Allah the Almighty says in the Quran, O you who believe, intoxicants and games of chance and sacrificing to stones set up and dividing by arrows are only an uncleanliness, the Satan's work. Shun it therefore that you may be successful. Chapter 5, verse number 90 and 91. The noble Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, has said, one who drinks intoxicants after Allah has made them prohibited by my statement is not worthy of marriage to your daughter. If he proposes to her, or of an intercession when he asks for a good word, or of any credibility when he speaks, or being entrusted with anything. And in another tradition, he says, Allah has accursed alcohol, its growers, those who squeeze it from the grapes, its drinkers, its servers, its buyers, its sellers, those who live off of its income, the one who transports it, and the one to whom it is being transported. So we see the gravity of dealing with anything that has to do with alcohol, from growing the grapes or growing the product to harvesting it, to producing it, to shipping it, to receiving it. And everything in the entire process has been forbidden, and the individual who works in this industry is cursed, is removed from the divine mercy of Allah. So we close and we ask Allah to be able to keep all of us, young and old, away from any form of interaction with alcohol, with any form of intoxicant, whether it be drugs or whatever have you, and that we are able to purify ourselves for the sake of our proximity to Allah and the Prophet and his noble family, the Ahlul Bayt. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.